You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs. By the way, the kid will be calling us at 2:30. Participate in in the Friday forecast, gracing us with his presence. Apparently today he shot a smooth 46-44-90 today.
Not bad.
I'll take that.
Now, hey, Gibbs, and this is just a question as, you know, golf season starts, and I'm sure I'll be out with, you know, many different groupings. How honest is the group of guys that you play with?
Pretty honest.
Like, no foot wedges or anything of that sort?
I mean, you know, here's the thing. With it being as wet as it's been and all the rain and everything, I mean, everybody's pretty easy going on stuff.
That's how my game is.
There's no mulligans. Right from the get-go. Like, you
not even on the first tee?
Nope.
You get a breakfast ball on the first tee, that's it.
No, there's no mulligans because it's handicap system.
Uh-huh.
So, like, some guys are needing to make up a lot of strokes on other guys.
Yeah.
So, there's no mulligans. I mean, there are a couple guys, no names, please. You know who you are. You are outstanding at cheating and telling me when you got a 5 when you really got a 7 on a hole. And we like to call people out when they do that.
This is not happening in your foursome, right? This is like group ahead?
No. Like the guy you're playing against.
Like in your group?
Yeah. He'll be like, I got a 5.
And you're Unless I'm playing miserable, you know, and I'm having trouble keeping track of my strokes, I'm always kind of – if you're competitive, I always kind of got a beat on what the guy that I'm playing directly with is scoring.
Of course.
But yeah.
The people – okay, that's one thing that is just crazy to me. Every time you take a swing at a golf ball, it's obvious. Like, we can count how many times that has happened.
And when you're walking, when we know you've stopped for more than 30 seconds, and then you're walking to another ball and you take another swing, we know that wasn't your first swing.
Right.
Exactly. There is occasionally someone that I play golf with that likes to, you know, when I play on the weekends, you know, hey, you get a mulligan every 9 holes. Whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm fine with it. Nothing really bothers me because I'm out golfing. There are far worse things I could be doing in my life.
For sure.
So, you know, but the last time I went out with this particular person, he literally, like, on the 7th hole, I'm like, all right, dude, like, that's your 3rd mulligan on 9 holes. Like, I gotta say
over
something.
Over the line.
Yeah. Like, you don't get any more the rest of the 18.
Over the line. Mark at 0.
And he wanted to complain about it. I go, you live with yourself if you want to call that a mulligan. But you're not getting anything else. And don't tell me that you beat me at the end of the day. Because add the 7 strokes that you've figured out a way to take off of your scorecard.
Yeah, that's not a good scenario.
That's the whole thing. Like, if I lose to you and I lose straight up, whatever. But if I lose to you and it's because you were fudging the rules and I was going, hey, I lost my ball. You know, I found it, but it was OB. I'm giving myself a penalty stroke.
Right.
You know, that, and you're not doing that? Okay, well, then who really won the game? Who won the match when you beat me by 2 strokes?
Right. That's where it gets dicey. Where it gets interesting.
It does.
Yeah, no, we all play that. We're all pretty cool. Like, if somebody's ball is, like, buried in the mud, like, fine, move it.
Yeah, or if it's right next to a tree,
or the stump of a tree.
Yeah, or if it's not on grass, I have no problem. Just move it back. Just put it on some grass, man. I have no issues with that.
Yeah, it's cool.
And same with I think all of our guys in our league are like that.
I played around with a close friend that, you know, if I don't have, again, this is like my first couple times out in the season, like, I'm not going to hit out of these, like, horrible, miserable, buried lies. So I'll at least pop my ball out, you know, if I'm in the rough, so that it's like I can get club on white. You know what I mean? And I end up going kind of toe-to-toe with this friend of mine. You know, at the end, he maybe beats me by a few strokes, and I'm like, man, you know, and I just make the comment out of fun, like, man, I almost had you today, you know, something like that. And they're like, dude, you literally moved your ball on every single shot and, like, went off on this tangent about how, like, you know,
You're like, bro,
I was like, dude, I didn't think we were like, we didn't keep a score, you know, for the most part until things got competitive.
Right.
But I just was like, all right, hey, whatever, man. I'm going to play golf. I play golf for fun. You know?
Yeah.
And if somebody, if I need someone hovering over my head, you know, telling me what I score and to make yourself feel better, hey, more power to you.
It's kind of the way I look at it. Like, if you feel like you have to do that, if that's what makes you sleep, that's fine.
Cool.
Like, I know what my real golf game is. I know what my score is. I know what's up.
Yeah. Right.
There are people, though, like, I mean, my uncle is like, these are the rules of golf.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like, there's
play it where it lies.
There's no, there's no reasoning with him. I'm there to have a good time. Like, if I play tournament golf, I play tournament golf rules. Like, you can't touch the ball until it's in the hole. Like, okay, that's fine. But if I'm not, I'm just out there trying to have a nice time with my friends.
Yeah, I don't, in our golf league, it doesn't get serious until the playoffs. You know, everybody's having a good time, but that little four-week stretch, all the marbles are on the table.
You know what's also not very enjoyable is when, because, again, I'm self-admitted, I don't play golf enough to be consistently good, but I hit some good shots and I hit some bad shots, don't
sure.
we all? But it's when I show up to, like, a very high-end celebrity golf tournament, and the group that you're playing with, like, has won that tournament in the past or expects to compete, and all four of the guys that you're with are, like, uber serious golf guys.
Not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun.
You know, they're the biggest cheerleader, you know, when they can finally use your shot, because they're all, like, zero to tens, you'll say.
Right.
And then, like, you know, I'll bomb one or I'll make a putt for birdie. Yay for me. But everything in between those is, like, misery. Because they're just like, get out of the way, hit your shot. We know one of us is going to hit a better shot.
Yeah.
And I just want to show up and get the free willy stuff anyway and get out of there.
Yeah. I just want to get the free willy.
Or, like, the golf outing guys. Because there's always that, like, the really big show golf outing the one year. There were these guys that were like, we're 15 over or we're 15 under. And I'm like, Are you sure about this? Because everybody else can barely stand because they're all drunk. And you, three of your buddies, I think one of them might be sleeping over there. But you shot a 15 under. Like, come on. It's a charity golf outing. What are you doing?
It's tough, though. And those, especially like in those scrambles and stuff.
In those scrambles, we all add a stroke periodically. We all help ourselves out a little bit. But it's the blatant, you know. Maybe you shot 9 or 10 under, which is great because you have a ringer. But did you really shoot 15 under?
And a shamble is a mess, though, where you get to all play the first tee shot and then everyone plays in from there.
Yeah.
Where if you're not with a good group, that's what makes those celebrity, you know, fundraising. Those are like 7-hour rounds. I can't sign up for a 7-hour round.
No.
Especially if I'm traveling to more than 30 minutes, traveling home more than 30 minutes. And then they want you to stay for the dinner. Like, I'm not coming anywhere for 10 hours. Sorry.
That's golf. When golf gets too long, that's when it's not good.
That's why you got beer, man. It makes it all better.
Beer and stogies.
That's why you've got beer. All right.
Shots. Whatever, man.
216-578-0850. Call us up. Talk about whatever you want, obviously, on this show today. Whatever you want to talk about today. Golf, Cinco de Mayo, St. Paddy's Day. Which, by the way, I'm told is a very religious holiday in Ireland, and they do not enjoy the way that we celebrate it here. So, sounds like those ones are unequal footing there from the lack of home country celebration. 216-578-0850. Talk about this coaching staff. The Friday forecast is still to come here on Cleveland Browns Daily.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We're just letting this go. To the bus stop.
It still cracks me up, you know this.
In the back seat.
This is horrible.
Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take?
I wanna play this every Friday just to anger Will.
Friday, getting down on Friday. You've got to get.
Busting the move right now.
You've got to get the Zack Ryder version of it.
We played it before. It wasn't long.
This is like
it's not long.
Made in a library.
This is the girl Rebecca Black made this like in her house, I think.
You can tell.
It became a massive viral sensation.
You want to know how many views on YouTube right now? 93 million.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
How many?
93 million.
That sucks. I'm not wasting my time.
You are not one of those. You are a shepherd, not a sheep, Matt Wilhelm. Shepherd, not a sheep. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Dennis in North Canton is getting down on Friday. What's up, Dennis?
Oh, not a whole lot. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Listen to your show every day. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, since you were talking about Cinco de Mayo and stuff, that there's a great restaurant down here in North Canton. It's called El Rincon.
Okay.
And it's a 5-star Mexican restaurant, and the food is to die for. I ain't kidding.
El Rincon. Okay.
Yeah, there's two of them. The one that I go to is on Cleveland Avenue.
Okay.
But the other one
I'm always
is
up
on,
for good Mexican. What would you recommend? What is the especial de la casa?
I really don't know if they have a real special. Everything they make is special.
Okay. All right. I like it. Sounds good. I'm sold. I want to know what the special of the casa was.
Okay.
All right, Wilhelm. What you got for us? What's going on in that old noodle right now?
Nothing,
man. He's angry today.
I'm not.
No, he's not. No.
Sure?
Yeah, he's no. Mellow. I've seen angry Matt Wilhelm. This is not he.
No, I'm just chilling, man.
He's just chilling. He's ready for summer. You look like you're ready for summer.
I am ready for summer.
So it's going to rain tomorrow. They've upped the forecast. It might rain as early as noon. Ugh. What does that do? My golf plans are out the door now.
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to play golf tomorrow, too.
And it's moved to, I've got to get the lawn mowed because I haven't mowed it in 3 weeks because of the rain.
Jeez, that'll be it. That'll be a project.
360-degree turn riding mower, my friend.
Ooh.
It's not a challenge. And it has cup holders for my favorite adult beverage.
On your lawn mower?
Yes, sir.
Has a what?
It's got cup holders for my favorite adult beverage.
Fantastic.
Heck yeah, man.
Was that like, do you feel like a boss when you're riding on that thing?
I do, man. Not going to lie. I'm like, I can mow the next 10 lawns down my block. Not a problem.
That's kind of how I felt when I power washed basically
everything
you walk on at my house. Because I felt like I was like shooting a gun the whole time. And then anytime a kid would come by me, you know, I turn the mist down low and I just soak them.
It's a good play.
Yeah. It is a good play. By the way, I'm told by the Cleveland Elf, Jalisco's in Alliance has fishbowl margaritas for like $10. Amazing.
All the time?
I do
or
like a good fishbowl.
Did yesterday.
I think he's saying all the time. Where's Alliance?
It's where Mount Union. Like, it's over on the east side, far east.
Youngstown, yeah. Sort of.
That far?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's probably like 25 minutes from you.
Well, we'll need a driver. By the way, we need to get this dinner together.
I know. When are we doing it?
I don't know.
Pick a day in June.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
It's got to be after my wedding.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go to Tito in Scottsdale. Tito!
Yo, guys.
What's up? Tito, you're in one of my favorite cities in this nation. I love Scottsdale.
Scottsdale is great.
It is great. That's why I hope to retire.
Yes, you should. It's great out here. I mean, Fountain Hills is really nice where I live. I just wanted to say I came to my first Browns game this past season when the Cardinals played. I came to see my Cardinals play my Browns. It was
you
a great
did.
Day.
The Browns were ahead at the half, as I recall.
They were. I was really excited because I drive a guy so he doesn't get a DUI to a Cardinals tailgate, so I was able to talk some trash to the Cardinals fans.
Nice.
And, yeah, that ended really well for me. So what game do you guys recommend that I come out to this year? I'm between the Patriots and the Cowboys.
That's a good question.
I mean, for me, it's easy. I think anytime you don't know how many times you're going to get an opportunity to see Tom Brady again. This might be the last time Tom Brady ever comes to this stadium. I think you want to see Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, especially if he's coming off. If he's coming off that suspension, that could be an absolutely just one of those where they score those. You know what they call them, touchdowns. I don't want to say anymore. Last time I said I got in trouble, somebody was saying I made the show not listenable for the youth. But those touchdowns that are not necessary, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Let's go to Dana in Houston. Dana.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
As always, love the show.
Thank you.
Have you heard anything about what the status is of the signings of all of our draft picks are?
No, we have not gotten any updates on that. That's one of those things that'll come. If there are official updates, they'll come from the Browns PR department. We have not been kept abreast of any of those. I know some teams have signed up their full classes already.
The Lions have one remaining.
There's somebody that did all of them. I know Laramie Tunsil just signed as well, but we'll see. But no information there. But with the way that it is now, it's not like it used to be.
No,
it's slotted.
It's got to happen fast.
Yeah, it's going to happen fast. It's nothing to worry about.
I think that's good. I just saw this article on Pro Football Talk that talk about how, you know, they really want to start getting all these guys signed before they even step on the field. And I just,
yeah,
you know, with the mindset of the with our front office, I just want to wonder what it is with that in that regard.
I would imagine with rookie minicamp being next weekend, they're going to make a lot of headway, you know, contractually with these guys. The undrafteds, the draft picks, a lot has to happen. And what about the cornerback that we traded for passes physical, or is that still up in the air? We're only the Brown show, right? Why would you come to us for information?
Yes. No word on Jamar Taylor
so,
officially.
Here, I will those say this, though. We'll know when you know.
When Hugh Jackson was in here, he did speak of 15 guys. So Hugh Jackson certainly was making it sound like Jamar Taylor is here.
Okay.
But again, there has been nothing official about that as of yet, but I would expect him to, I'd expect him to be here. All right, 216-578-0850. Gibbs, you got called out on Twitter about your no lawn mowing for 3 weeks.
Just so we're clear.
Okay.
Normally, I am an every week lawn mowing guy.
Once a week.
Yeah. Usually on the weekends, particularly after golf, because I got to work off the buzz. But it's just this lawnmower is a big lawnmower. In soft ground, it does not do well.
How many beverages are consumed during the process that it takes to cut your entire property?
Just depends on what's going on. Like if it's a late Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon, could be 3 or 4 beverages.
Okay. Priming yourself for the evening?
For Saturday night? Yeah, yes. Definitely a possibility. Definitely a strong possibility. I mean, normally it's just having a beer. I'm just having a beer while I mow the lawn. Nothing wrong with that. Tomorrow will be bright and early, though. There won't be any beer drinking. The lady's got a honey-do list for the outside that needs to get done before it starts raining.
I had never heard of that term before.
Honey-do list?
Yeah. Like
until when?
Within the last couple of years.
Okay.
Really?
So is it like – it's like what it means is like honey
– do
– do this.
This. Yes.
Okay.
Not
and for, I imagine it's like honey like – honey, I'm going to need you to do this for me.
No,
it's not like, honey, I mean, would you please do this for me?
You know, I will say this. Like, it's not real. Like, she's right there. She's like, while you're mowing, I'm going to be putting down mulch. Like, she gets right in there, and she loves doing that stuff.
It's
too
crazy when you said that, when you're mowing, in my head, I thought, and I'll be mulching. And then that's what she said. She was doing the mulch.
Yeah.
I don't like mulch. I wouldn't want
to. I'm not a fan.
No.
But she likes
too much
it.
Bending, man.
Here's the problem. She likes it done a certain way. So I'm like, you should probably, like, I'll haul the bags around. I'll get
sure.
them all set up for you.
Sure.
I'll do all that fun stuff. But, you know, clearly.
You know, it's, you know, now that I think about it, I've mulched a yard or two in my day. And it's not, when you haul the, it's, if you have a wheelbarrow.
The pungent odor.
You're in the money because you're not carrying those bags around. You're literally rolling them, then pulling them out, dropping them down. There's nothing more than really cutting the tops open, pouring it into a space that you're going to spread it in. It's
correct.
when she may, you know, put on the gloves and start spreading it by hand. No, thank you.
Well, that's, I mean, we literally cut the bags open, flip them over, empty them out, and then she starts spreading them by hand.
Yeah. Nope. Give me
it's
a rake.
Brutal.
Give me a rake.
Yeah, it's no good on my back and my knees.
Nah, I hear you, bro.
It does not feel so great.
I hear you.
No, not at all. All right, we're going to take a break. We will have Dakiad and the Friday forecast when we return on CBD.
are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
How nice of him to join us on this Friday, fresh off of the golf course and right into your hearts and your ears, the kid. What's up, kid?
I'm doing well. Beautiful day here in paradise.
Yes. Strong back nine for you, I see.
Are you out of the state?
I love Cleveland, Ohio. Believe land. That's nowhere I'd rather be.
The kid, how was the back nine for you?
Very last seven holes was as well as I could strike the ball.
But not good enough to overcome Agent to the stars.
I mean, the guy's a pro golfer. Come on.
Well, eventually your handicap and his handicap are going to have to diverge enough that you can take
they're
some.
They're diverging. He posted another 84. That's got to be bringing him down to about a six. That's Ohio State math for you, Wilhelm.
I hear you.
Yes. The kid, talk quickly, Flavaliers. Let's talk a little bit about the Cavs. Your thoughts on what you've seen.
Now, my thoughts are I'm getting my suit ready for the parade. I mean, I'm not afraid of anybody right now. And let me tell you something. The way the Steph Curry thing is playing out, I think you can get prepared to play the San Antonio Spurs because they're saying now.
I fear them more, by the way.
He's probably not going to play on game three or game four. He's definitely not playing game three. May not play game four. It could just be one of those things. If he's having platelets put in his knee, he's a little bit worried.
I've done that. I've done the PRP, platelet-rich plasma. I've done the same exact.
So why do you do it?
Why do you do it? What you do is they basically draw a large vial of blood out of your arm, and then what they do is they put it in a centrifuge, spin it down to separate essentially the plasma from essentially the, I guess you could call it, the muck or the water base that makes up our blood.
Okay.
And then what they do is they take a syringe and they, you know, siphon out the plasma, and the plasma is full of white blood cells. White blood cells in our body are healing cells. So you're injecting 500% of the white blood cells directly into the injury than your body can produce.
Did you find that it worked?
Did I find that it worked? This is what brought me back from my knee injury that essentially led me to the Green Bay Packers. So this is 2010. You know, it had been done. This is the same type of thing that Kobe had to go to Germany for at some points in his career. It was now being done. Still, at this point, it was a little early in the process. They said it could increase your ability to return by a week or two. I found it. I was like, it's my own blood. It's not a synthetic substance that I'm injecting in my body. Can it really hurt? And I don't mind needles. Yay, let's do this thing. You know, if I get back a week early, I came back probably 4 to 5 days earlier than they thought I would. So I was 4 to 5 days ahead of schedule.
That can make a big difference.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I'm believing that the Cavaliers are on a collision course with San Antonio at this point. I'm not afraid of anybody, quite frankly. The way the Cavs are playing, I am not afraid of anybody.
I'm worried about Pop. And the other thing I'm worried about with the Spurs is that right now we're at our best in a up-tempo game. And the Spurs are going to slow it down.
I'm not so sure about that. The Spurs are at their best when they're speeding up as well.
When Parker's pushing the ball, right?
They can slow it down, but I don't know that they, you know, you're right, they might try to slow us down. But don't forget, last year in the finals, we played a slow-down game with Golden State, and that's how we you know, kept the games close. I think that our defense right now is really taking a big step up. Kyrie just showing that regular season defense is regular season defense. He's not great, but at least he's passable right now. J.R. Smooth is a shutdown man. I mean, he's a shutdown.
Korver has been non-story, non-issue, made not one impactful three-pointer through two games.
Yeah,
non-factor.
I think if they're going to lose a game in this series tonight. I mean, Atlanta. We've all been there where you get your teeth kicked in. If you don't come out with a great effort the next game, you're a bunch of dogs. And I don't think they're a bunch of dogs.
See,
I think they're going to come out and play well tonight.
That's been the problem anytime Cleveland goes to Atlanta. It's not what's in that building. It's the city itself. and the nightlife and the atmosphere and all that, and can they block all that stuff out?
Yeah, I think in the playoffs they could block it out.
Didn't hurt us in the playoffs last year.
This
I think
true.
It's more Atlanta's going to come out with the greatest effort they've ever played with tonight.
I don't think it's going to matter.
If we can win tonight, then let's just – I mean, anyways, we're not losing the series. There's no way Atlanta is beating us four
exactly.
times in five games. No chance. Zero. Yes.
It's true. No chance.
Are you guys all getting together? Are you guys all getting together with Scotty Buckeye to watch it tonight?
No. We were talking about Lichty. I don't know if you're aware of this kid, but Scotty Buckeye can't eat food on the day of Cavs games, including game two of the second round of the playoffs. He has no appetite. He's so nervous.
That's ridiculous. The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
He called up to defend himself today as well.
Well, he needs to call again because that's ridiculous.
All right, Gibbs, let's go. Friday forecast.
Number one.
All right, guys, here we go. Give me one rookie you are most looking forward to seeing at rookie minicamp next week.
Well, I mean, I would have to say, and I don't want to mispronounce his name, but the guy that the defensive end or rush linebacker that we got at the top of the second round.
Emmanuel Ogba.
Ogba. We'll just call him Manny from now on. I'm looking forward to seeing Manny.
I'm gonna go with the easy one. I'm gonna go Corey Coleman. We traded back from 2 to 8, 8 to 15. Ended up with many assets that haven't paid off for us yet. We still hold those in our pocket. But the one thing that we do have is Corey Coleman, and I wanna see the value that we feel or project he can provide based on what we see at minicamp.
And he's been your guy the whole time. I was not even thinking about saying him because that's your guy.
Yes,
when
that's right.
When he's
been
up
toot,
our rookie year, I will be tooting the horn for you, Wilhelm.
I'm going to go. I'm changing since we've answered this question.
You know I don't
question.
Need help tooting my own horn, though, kid,
no.
But thank you.
No. You get in line, the kid. I'm going to go with the guy, since we've done this question a bunch of times in various forms, I'm going to go with a different guy. Ricardo Lewis. Everybody's talking about Hollywood Higgins. Everybody's talking about Corey Coleman. Everybody's talking about Jordan Payton. Nobody is talking about Ricardo Lewis, and he was the one the Browns took before Payton and Higgins. 6'2", 215.
Hollywood Higgins is probably the greatest nickname in Cleveland Browns history.
I hope he's good. I mean, it's up there.
I hope he makes the team.
We should have Twitter bombed him today to get him to call us. That's an idea for Monday.
Yes. We'll start our own Twitter campaigns to get Browns players on the show. That'll be good. All right, what do you got next?
Number two.
Everybody goes quiet. Number
let's
two.
Call this, can we call it Cleveland Daily?
If it comes down to the Cavs.
Let's call it Manny Daily.
All right, if it comes down to the Cavs needing a three-point shot to win game three tonight, which Cavalier do you want taking the shot?
Easy.
I mean, it's not as easy as you think.
Yes,
no, it's not.
Thank you, kid.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, honestly, as much as I love J.R. Smooth, I want the ball in the hands of Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
He said easy. I said no, it's not. And there were two names that I had in my head, and they are not J.R. Smooth. I would say Kyrie first, Kevin Love second.
Oh, no. So I thought it was easy. I thought there were two names, but I was just saying easy for a discussion. I'm going to go J.R. Smooth. I want him shooting it. I want him fading away into the crowd with 14 defenders all in his grill.
No
I don't
way.
Even want him looking at the basket.
Kyrie all the way.
Kyrie's
probably the right answer. I'll say this, though. If it's a pass, if it's a catch-and-shoot three, I would want Kyrie. If it's a create-your-own step-back whoopty, I want J.R. The funny thing is that we came up with three names, none of which are LeBron James.
Yeah, but yet he hit four three-pointers.
No way.
Wednesday
now,
night.
If you tell me that we wanted a two, I'd still go Kyrie, but then I'd say LeBron number two.
You would take LeBron shooting it over JR?
For not a three-pointer, if we needed a two.
I agree with that.
Yeah, fine.
I agree, because the reason why, if he does go to the free throw line, better chance Kyrie hits both of them than LeBron.
Oh, God, yes.
Kyrie's the closer. I mean, like Kyrie, and I said it on Twitter for the four people that follow me, he's the modern-day Mamba. I think that's the best nickname I've ever come up with.
Yeah, and I'm not doubting that LeBron is the king, But you cannot call yourself the king if you can't make something that is free.
Deep. I like that.
It's true. Was Jordan ever below 85%?
Yeah, probably.
But he was in the 80s for sure. And he wouldn't.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. I think he was higher.
He wasn't. First of all, Jordan, I don't think he was going to miss many free throws when it.
Yeah,
man.
And neither does Kyrie. I would tell you that Kyrie in the clutch is the greatest free throw shooter this side of Steph Curry. The guy's missed once in his whole career in overtime.
All right, Michael Jordan, career 84% free throw shooter.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
way off.
And I would say that he was higher in the fourth quarter.
And he only went down.
What's
when,
the lowest
like,
he shot?
78% in 97-98.
Hmm.
79% with Washington.
His
is
worst,
LeBron
his
sub
worst
70
percentage,
this year?
What?
His worst percentage shooting free throws was as an all-star, 75%.
Whose?
Jordan.
When did he shoot 75%?
In 13 all-star games, he shot 75%.
Yeah, because he didn't focus. He didn't care.
Exactly. Everything else is in the 80s except for 2 years.
Yeah, I want Kyrie with the Rocks. I mean, it's not an indictment of LeBron, certainly. I want him creating the play, but I want Kyrie to finish.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. He's the closer. Let me ask you guys a question. Speaking of closers, when you think the preeminent baseball closer, what's the first name that comes to your mind?
Mariano Rivera.
Okay, good answer.
Dennis Eckersley.
Eck for me, too. That's from
I was kind of leaning towards Eck.
Eck! The mustache, the flowing locks. Wasn't he Rookie of the Year for the Tribe before he became the closer extraordinaire for the Oakland Athletics,
yeah,
the Bass Brothers?
I think that he,
there was some risky business
swinging going on. I think Rick Manning took his life to bat or vice versa.
No, it was
like
Rick Manning took his.
Took X?
Yeah.
I can see the Eck as a Steeler.
And they traded Eck.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not very nice of Rick Manning.
Greasy.
Yeah, that seems untoward.
It was a long time ago, and everybody, I think, has made good, by the way.
Oh, they made up?
I think.
Only the insider, Jason Gibbs, knows that.
I believe that's the case.
Gibbs, I got to see it. I got to see it before I can believe that they're good. I got to see them together in a social setting before I can believe it. Got to see it. Show me.
I have a fantastic – Dennis Eckersley actually did a golf outing here in town.
Oh, had to be great.
I partook in it, and there are stories that I cannot talk about. I can't even talk about any more about it because it would not be a good thing.
For who?
For Manny Daly?
So, you know how golf outings go.
I do.
I've never been in a golf outing where I couldn't talk about it.
Well, the golf outing... What do you do when you're at a golf outing? You consume a lot of adult beverages.
Fair. Okay. Again, nothing atypical so far.
Except that this golf outing benefited an alcohol and drug rehab clinic.
Ah.
Never mind.
Okay. I get where you're going with this. I get where you're going.
I thought I went there thinking, okay, I know what this benefits, and I know that that's not going to happen. And... boy, was that the exact opposite. I saw some things.
Were there some wagons being fallen off of?
I think the wagon was being dragged in.
That's sad. People. That's not good.
No. That's why I was kind of horrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Sounds like fun, though. Those are professional.
Next.
Number three.
Do you agree with Charles Barkley's theory that Atlanta needs to send a message to the Cavaliers tonight?
Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm a big Charles Barkley fan, but I don't agree with him. First of all, what has the world become that you got to get taken out when you shoot threes? It used to be like when you went for a dunk, someone said there was a no dunk rule. I mean, give me a break. Shooting threes, you know what? Play better defense, Atlanta Hawks.
Agreed, of course. I get what he's saying, though. Like, make a show. Like, they just kind of tuck their tail between their legs. He's just trying to say, like, show that you still care.
Nah, they're a loser organization that's going to go down without a fight.
Kid.
Go ahead, Gibbs.
Wow. Wilhelm is checked out.
Number four.
Pick Saturday's Kentucky Derby winner for me, gentlemen.
Don't even know one horse in the race. Sorry.
American Pharoah.
See, he's not in it again.
Hold on.
No.
Let me look at it.
Mint Julep.
I'll tell you, I like the 2-7 combo. Whatever that is.
I'll take.
What does that even mean?
Either I'll take any of these three horses. So that's 3 of 20, 13, 14, or 15.
What it means is the horse going out of the 2 post and out of the 7 post, I want to bet in what they call an exacta. They have to come. I would box it. So if it comes 7-2 or 2-7, I win.
They have to come in first and second?
Yeah.
So that would be Sudden Breaking News, who's 20-1, and Oscar Nominated, 50-1. The favorite.
That would pay a lot.
The favorite, it appears, is Nyquist out of 13.
Yes.
Who's 3-1. You've got the Exaggerator. I'm not exaggerating. 8-1. Then you've got Mohaman, relative of Mopedman. Mohaman. Is it? I'm voting for Mohaman. I'm voting for Mohaman and Mo Tom. Oh, Mo Tom is 21. And Creators 10-1 and Gunrunner is 10-1. And they're in the 3 and 5 respectively. Mohaman is my new. I'm all in on Mohaman.
All right.
Anybody else?
Is that it? Do you guys do anything for the Kentucky Derby?
I do not. I've gone to parties previous years. I've gone to the Derby, actually, with Captain Nemo. And we had a really good time. It's a great party to go to. But horse racing, to me, has gone the way of boxing.
Yes.
I love the Derby. I want to go to the Derby.
Yeah, my wife wants. She wants to go again. She's been.
I don't need to sit in the stands. I want to be in the infield and get dirty.
Big Play Gare's going to be there.
He's
a veteran.
We had tickets in the clubhouse where you're supposed to be like dressed and like it's a little hoity-toity, and we made a quick beeline for that infield. And much better atmosphere there.
Exactly.
I was spoiled by having.
So
the
you
Del
were
Mar-
there,
Del
huh,
Mar
kid?
Racetrack.
Yeah.
So we'd go a bunch.
That's pretty cool. I've never been. I think of the Southern traditions, I'd rather go to the Masters.
Well, of course. Sure. I mean, come on. I don't think you're dealing with the same crowds as the Masters and the Kentucky Derby.
No?
With their pimento cheese sandwiches?
No.
You're saying that the Kentucky Derby is a much more elitist crowd? Or less elitist?
Less.
Really?
Wow.
Maybe in the clubhouse you got some of that.
I think it's like super high society, isn't it?
It's a very small percentage of the people that are though that are the super high society.
All right. Kid, thank you. Any parting shots for anybody?
I wish I had an insult on the tip of my tongue, but I don't. So go Cavs.
See you, kid.
Kid. And he's gone. I'll be back to wrap things up right after this.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, wrapping it up on this Friday. I don't know about you, but I can't wait till we actually get these rookies here. They've been drafted. Let's get them here. Let's see them. The rookie minicamp beginning next Friday. It does get down on Friday, Matt Wilhelm.
It does. And don't forget to get to FanFest on Saturday.
So go to clevelandbrowns.com, Cleveland Browns mobile app. You can get your tickets to FanFest right now. Going to be an awesome experience at First Energy Stadium. Number two, Sunday, 11:30, News Channel 5. Me, Matt, Sir Andrew Gribble, Andy Baskin for Dog Pound Report.
Yes, and lastly, and you can do the same, I want to wish my mom, who may or may not be listening, a happy Mother's Day coming up. And my wife, Vanessa, happy Mother's Day.
What a fine man you are. And yes, to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. So I take my kids to get, my mom wanted a bike because my kids are riding bikes now, and so she wants to be able to ride bikes with them. So she wants a bike, and she picked this one out. It's yellow. Her name is Nana. It's the Banana Cruiser is what it's called. It's actually what the bike is called. So I go and I take the kids. We buy it for my mom yesterday, get it back to my house. We've got it hidden. I'm like, all right, we're giving it to her on Sunday. That's Mother's Day. So don't say anything about it. You understand? Bryce, my son's 6. Absolutely. Arden, absolutely. We're great at keeping secrets. So my mom comes over last night for when I went out to Cinco de Mayo, and – Bryce, literally the first thing he says to my mom when she walks in is goes, "Nana, Nana, do you want your banana cruiser?" And Arden was like, "Bryce!" And then he's like, "Oops, I'm bad at secrets." Unbelievable.
That's funny.
Unbelievable. Kids. Yes, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, because without mothers, there would be none of us.
This is true.
This is true. Stay tuned for a four-hour extravaganza of Dino and Hooli. That is coming up next here on ESPN 850. Want to thank, of course, Brent Sobleski for being with us. Got to thank the kid for breaking away from the rigors of the golf course to spend 15 quality minutes with us. For Jason Gibbs and Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily
on ESPN 850 WKNO.
You've been listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a production of the Cleveland Browns and ESPN 850 WKNR.